Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. With the arrival of baby Lilibet, Diana Mountbatten Windsor, the senior royals, issue some statements. A Buckingham Palace spokesperson said, "The Queen, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have been informed and are delighted with the news of the birth of a daughter for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex." Kate and William shared their own message via Instagram. "We are all delighted by the happy news of the arrival of baby Lily. Congratulations to Harry, Meghan, and Archie." Harry and Meghan shared their own message on their Archwell Foundation website. "On June 4th, we were blessed with the arrival of our daughter Lily. She is more than we could have ever imagined. We remain grateful for the love and prayers we've felt from across the globe," they wrote. "Thank you for your continued kindness and support during this very special time for our family." Meghan's estranged father, Thomas Markle, told Sun Online he wished them all my love, adding, "I'm very pleased that my daughter and my new granddaughter had a successful delivery. I wish them all my love and the best of luck." Thomas hasn't spoken to Meghan since she wed Prince Harry in 2018 at a ceremony he did not attend. Royal biographer Robert Jobson told the Daily Mail, "As it stands, it seems unlikely that either grandfather will meet their granddaughter for some time." And Nigel Cawthorne, author of Call Me Diana, The Princess of Wales on Herself, agrees, saying, "In due course, he very likely will, but at the moment he won't be at the top of the couple's list for obvious reasons." The Mirror reminds us all that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's newborn baby daughter, Lilibet, is not yet entitled to be a princess, just like her brother Archie is not entitled to be a prince. But the Sussex's kids could one day become a princess and prince, as they will be entitled to HRH styles when Charles becomes king and they become the grandchildren of a monarch. For now, though, days-old Lilibet, Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor, who is eighth in line to the throne, and her two-year-old brother Archie, who is seventh in line, do not have official royal titles. The complex rule was set out more than 100 years ago by George V. The tradition stems from Harry's great-great-grandfather, George V, when he issued a letters patent in 1917. It read, "The grandchildren of the sons of such sovereign in the direct male line, save only the oldest living son of the eldest son of the Prince of Wales, shall have and enjoy in all occasions the style and title enjoyed by the children of dukes of these our realms." Only Prince George, as a great-grandson of the monarch down the direct line of succession to the throne, was originally entitled to be a prince. He is the eldest son of the Prince of Wales. The Queen stepped in ahead of George's birth to issue a letters patent to ensure that Cambridge's eldest child would have a title even if they were a girl, and the change ensured their other children would also be given a prince or princess title. Princess Charlotte would have been a lady and Prince Louis a lord had the Queen not intervened, and they would have not been HRHs, but they are children of a future monarch, whereas Lilibet and Archie are not, and the Sussex children will move down the line of succession if the Cambridge children have their own families. Eventually, Archie will be entitled to succeed Harry as the Duke of Sussex, and it's expected Archie and Lilibet will be given titles when Prince Charles becomes king. But it is possible that Lilibet and Archie will never have a royal title. Like Princess Anne with her children, Peter and Zara, Meghan and Harry, 36, could refuse titles for their children. And royal experts have said it is possible Charles, who reportedly prefers a slimmed-down monarchy, could issue his own letters patent to restrict the HRH styles to the heir to the throne and their immediate family. Palace Intrigue will be right back. This time, Meghan and Harry will be able to keep the baby gifts. The Mirror recaps the royal rules. Previously, as more senior members of the royal family, they were unable to accept certain presents given to mark Archie's birth due to protocol. The royals have strict rules around all gifts, including those sent for birthdays, Christmas, and anniversaries. The royal family's guidelines state, "The fundamental principle governing the acceptance of gifts by members of the royal family is that no gifts, including hospitality or services, should be accepted which would, or might appear to, place the member of the royal family under any obligation to the donor. In this regard, before accepting any gift, careful consideration should always be given, where practicable, to the donor, the reason for and occasion of the gift, and the nature of the gift itself. Equally, before declining the offer of a gift, careful consideration should be given to any offence that might be caused by such an action. The royal family are expected to refuse gifts from people they don't know if there are concerns about the motive behind the gift or the person who sent it. Similarly, as a general rule, royals are also meant to decline gifts sent by a commercial enterprise, such as a shop or a fashion designer. Royal guidelines state that gifts sent from outside the UK should normally be refused unless the Foreign and Commonwealth Office or the Commonwealth Secretariat recommends that they be accepted. Money, given as a gift, is also considered to be a big no-no for the famous family unless they are accepting it on behalf of a charity. The only presents they were allowed to accept were those sent by a public body, including government bodies, trade associations, guilds, civic bodies, the armed services and charities, as long as they were from the UK. Flowers or food might also be acceptable to keep, depending on who sent them, as well as books presented by an author, only if they aren't controversial. Since stepping back from royal life and moving to the US, Harry and Meghan no longer have to follow royal protocol so rigorously. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.